We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
It's a Friday. We made it to the another end of another week. To the end of another week.
That's what you think.
I actually work Saturday, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You are a jerk. Ugh.
I hate that it took me. I hate that it took me 3 seconds to figure out what you just spelled. That's a concerning element of my brain that you spelled out jerk. And I had to do, like, that meme where, like, I'm seeing the numbers fly around him.
Just to make
sure. Hold on. He said a K. Is there a silent...
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Is there a pan? Is it an N? Is there an N in there? Jerner?
I spelled it silly.
Jerner?
It's a silent H.
Gotcha. There it is.
Yep.
I've aced three cognitive tests. I don't need none of you do it. None of you do it. I'm acing them on the daily.
They're asking me to take them every day.
Every half hour,
so
I gotta take one because I'm so smart.
They're asking me to show them how smart I am.
Good morning, everybody. It is Friday. Here we are. Tomorrow's the big plant swap. Cody.
Yo.
Oh, my goodness.
This is shaping up, my friends.
It's gonna be a nice day, it looks like, right?
It seems like
I thought
like
today was gonna get rain, but it's nowhere on the forecast.
This has been the weirdest week of they can't get their ish together with what it's going to be. Now tomorrow 65 and friggin' gorgeous.
All right.
The next weekend. Oh my god.
What?
Looks pretty good.
For Taste of Syracuse? Yeah. We got a good stretch coming up. Knock on wood.
Yep.
All right. So, because tomorrow, I'm literally out of my house tomorrow. 12 hours.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we've got.
That'll be fun.
Kids got acting classes at noon. Then I got plant swap.
Yep.
Then it's my brother-in-law's 50th birthday pub crawl that I'm going to pop over to. And then I'm going to go to Cake at Beacon Skiff.
I think you're going to end up having yourself a nice foodie day.
You think so?
Because you're going to be in good spots for that. You should make sure you get yourself a good breakfast. Because you're going to be in a little town that's got good little spots for food like that.
I can hit up Finally Hours for a breakfast.
Plenty of good spots like that. Then our place will obviously.
And then we'll have of food at Crazy Daisy's.
Amazing things about
looking
all their
to
food.
Trying their stuff.
And then I bet Beacon Skiff has something real good. They have
I don't even
their
know
food
where this
game.
Pub crawl we're going to is. I don't know if it's down here.
And I'm sure wherever you're going, as far as that goes, they'll probably have chicken wings.
We're just popping in for a quick how do you do before we going the distance. Da 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 da. We're going for speed.
A place would be silly not to have partnered with a local place to get some type of cakes, right? Little cake cupcakes.
Little cake cupcakes,
right?
cake packs.
And definitely get some cupcake.
So, and then I got that that big John Mayer show Sunday night. So,
right, yep. Tickle in the Ivories.
Got that big Ryan Cabrera show Sunday night. You know? All right, guys. So we got a lot to get to today. Fun stuff. We're supposed to have a friend come in from the Taste of Syracuse today. We'll see if that happens, but I hope it does around 8:30 today.
Hey.
You believe
you've
in it?
Always got a friend in here from the Taste of Syracuse.
Who? Where?
Oh,
is there like a little ratatouille rat that lives in my hat?
Exactly.
And he's helping me make the food? I love it. Anyways, you know how to find
that make a lot of sense.
Twitch.tv/theshow. We're right there. We're streaming. We got the mic's always on. Same on YouTube. Good news.
Okay.
Mosquitoes are now becoming attracted to DEET repellent instead of repelled by it, so...
Yeah, you'd eventually
they've
think
evolved,
that they
I
would
guess.
Evolve into. Luckily for me, I don't ever wear any of that. I can't. So
we don't. Are we not supposed to wear DEET? Is that the thing? This is like, don't put. No DEET is on the label.
I remember seeing things about that, but again, I can't. All of it, I can't wear.
Why?
It makes me nauseous.
Oh, it does.
It makes my skin feel really, really, really hot.
Oh, interesting. And then you know, probably when, allergic or something.
And then you know when, right, like you feel like you're going to throw up, like the back of your neck is like the warmest it ever gets.
Oh, yeah.
That's what.
Yeah, you might be allergic.
That's what I feel like. We're using any of it, no matter what it is. Even like some of that skin so stuff that has a little bit in there. It's very weird. But, what are you going to do?
Well, researchers have found that mosquitoes are actually learning to love the presence of DEET, one of the most common insect repellents.
DEET.
Conducted lab experiments where they successfully reversed the mosquitoes' aversion to the chemical and even made them more willing to approach humans. So that's good.
Just
so the
DEET's going to
become an attractant, I guess.
Yeah, DEET?
They say that they even seem to prefer a DEET-treated arm over an unsprayed arm. So it's like what, like a condiment now?
it's like you're seasoning yourself.
I'm walking around hot dog and the DEET is like a little ketchup or mustard on me.
There was probably the second or third mosquito I've ever seen up by me the other day. It was in my apartment.
Oh, really?
I smashed it against the wall as hard as I could because I was angry. I was like, the mosquitoes are just...
You don't come indoors. Get out of here.
We don't have mosquitoes up there. It's very weird.
You're all saying thanks a lot, Bill Gates. Why would Bill Gates do? Did he do something for mosquitoes?
With the mosquitoes?
I know he got all those mosquito nets for Africa, right? Did he not? Am I misremembering history or something?
Is now the time when we got to start doing more of those like services where we spray that other stuff or whatever?
I don't know. I think the planet's just taking itself back and it's going to start killing us off here pretty quick.
Well, and a lot of people, it's a lot of people's faults with standing water and stuff. You can get rid of a lot of that. It's unreal.
My kid likes to play in the kiddie pool.
Which is fine, but you got to cover it up and
the
empty
turtle
it.
Turtle sandbox is for playing in.
Those tires you got leaning in the back of your garage. Yep, got to get rid of all them. Or like that pool out in Cicero
chuck the thing into, nobody cleaned it.
That it was just the darkest, greenest pit of mosquitoes that you've ever seen.
And then you truck that bomb thing?
Yeah,
in?
I bought some of those like bombs that you can throw, and I stood all kitty corner on my fence and had to aim it perfectly. Yeah. I was like, that's the most athletic thing I'll probably ever do.
You guys are looking great this morning. Look at you. You're getting up. You're getting started. You're having a big old bowl of man cereal, right? Was that from yesterday's show? Man cereal? Mm-hmm. You have a big old bowl of man cereal.
And boy kibble.
And boy kibble, yeah.
Mixed together.
Have a little bit of that.
Although, that man cereal that we actually did have with Willie, that's now all I can think of is trying to smoke pork belly.
Yeah. I would like you to do that.
I bet.
Because that was incredible.
But I bet it's harder than you think. I bet it's not. He makes all that look so easy that you're like, pfft. I do that.
We had a tragic dinner last night.
No.
To the point where I need to make up for it tonight.
What happened?
It's, I mean, honestly, it's Walmart's fault.
Uh-oh, usually is.
Because we got, and this is just my opinion, so if Walmart's an advertiser, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know in the frozen section?
Yeah.
They have those bags of, like, the fajitas?
Yes.
Like the bagged fajitas. There's steak and there's chicken.
Yep.
And we had the steak one in the freezer. And I'm like, this will be easy because I like the steak out of it. Wife and kid will eat the whole thing. They like the onions, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I made it up. And then I made some like Ortega Mexican rice.
David tortillas.
Bro, I don't even know if this. Just to avoid a lawsuit. Sure, it was steak. I don't know what this meat was,
really?
Dude.
Crude meat.
I don't know what it was. Like, we all, like, my wife took a bite of it, and she goes, I don't know what this is. And then.
Oh, that's too bad.
And then, like, my kid made a fajita, and he's like, I don't think I can eat this steak.
Was it supposed to be, like.
It's like steak with onions and peppers and stuff, and you just dump it in a pan, and you warm it up.
But did it say, like, carne asada? So
no,
it
just
had
said steak fajita
say,
mix.
So maybe it could have, it could be, like, the
maybe
lowest.
Maybe it was in the freezer too long. I don't know what that meat was, dog. But
that's. That usually ends up where I rinse off the meat and put it in the freezer for Elsa for later.
Oh, that's a good point. I was like, because I had that thought, but I'm like, I can't give Freddy this because it's like so spicy. He'll poop his dog bed.
I also like some spice.
Really?
Very weird.
Okay.
Very weird.
All right.
But yeah, that's a shame. Some of those.
Yeah, it was a bummer. So
you got a lot of that though. It's live and learn. Because sometimes you find gems, and you're like, yeah.
And that's happened where I'm like, there are tons of grocery store things I find.
Yeah.
But it was declared last night, this is a not buy again.
No, good.
It was not good.
Nope.
It was not good. The chicken one wasn't bad. We had that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it was just a swing and a miss, dude. So now I got to make it up tonight. And I don't know what takeout's going to be tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I had ideas last night, and then I didn't do any of them, and it's the same. I do the same thing where I'm like, well, now I got to do something, and then tonight I'm like, I'll make it up tonight. Yesterday, that's what I said. I was like, don't worry, Friday I'll be able to, I'll make it up with something. But,
bro, I'll give a free plug to Angry Pig up by me, dude.
Oh, yeah.
We went last Friday.
I'm seeing a lot more pictures of that.
Hambone went out after I went. He loved it.
Yeah, I'm seeing some good pictures.
Everyone's posting on where Syracuse eats. They're under construction right now.
I know it's... That's what you get. You're going to go to a barbecue place? I really want that burger.
The burger was dope.
I like when a barbecue place has a good burger.
They have a good burger. I got that brisket sandwich that was dope. Wife got like the two meat spread. That's what she used to call me when we were dating.
The two meat spread.
It was like a turkey. She got turkey and pulled pork. I had some of the pulled pork.
Yeah, turkey's hard. Dude. Turkey's hard to smoke.
Dude, they're smoked turkey.
Turkey's hard to smoke. That's interesting.
Bro.
I like that. That's pretty neat.
I'll give them a free plug because I want people to come up to my town of Phoenix, New York and see what we got to offer because we got a lot of fun stuff up there.
Do they open like lunchtime?
They do. They have like, I think.
So like maybe on like a Saturday.
Oh, they're definitely open for lunch then. Yeah.
People would be in that town for a Saturday.
Yeah. No, yeah. They definitely have that sign they put out by the road like open for lunch or whatever. But
sick.
I know. Supercell Scott was talking to them about doing something. They got a great spot for like an event out there because they got
is
all
it that
land.
Old Henderson.
It's the old Henderson
thing.
Dairy.
Okay, yeah, there is a bunch of space around that.
Used to be the old ice cream shop. They've renamed it a couple times, but now it's they're putting a lot of work into it, and it's going to be a nice spot.
That's cool. I like that because that was good when it was the one I had it once. I don't know what it was then.
Yeah, the food. Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's
I
really
like that
good.
Spot. That's
it
spot.
Was really good, man. But I also have to be careful not to be the dorkiest dork ever.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's a concert weekend. I got to be careful with my belly. I can't go too crazy here.
Yeah, you got
to
watch
I
out.
I can't be out of Beacon Skiff having to do a deuce tomorrow night, bud.
But again, there's a lot of space for you.
Got
to
so be careful.
If you need to, you can... venture off and nobody will be bothering you. Just go.
I get the bubble guts.
Trek out into the apple orchard.
Josh went out into the woods because he had bubble guts. I don't know what he's doing.
He gets led back out by cops.
Sorry.
I was pooping in the apple orchard.
Sorry.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Happy Friday. Guys! You know what that means?
No.
It's tomorrow's plant swap day. Tomorrow is plant swap day.
Ivy with the IV.
We will be over at Crazy Daisies from 2 to 4. They're doing stuff all day long. They got live music after we leave at 5. They're open for a whole day of fun tomorrow.
Is it like, are we a day before or after? Like, isn't just Joe there very soon after or before us or something like that? There's one of these days. He's up there.
I don't know. Oh.
That's funny.
He's not there tomorrow night because it's somebody I didn't recognize was playing. But we will be there from 2 to 4. And listen to me. I don't feel like I've emphasized this enough to the single fellas who are listening right now. I don't think I've been clear.
Yep.
I don't think you're hearing me when I say this thing is going to be packed with chicks. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yep.
This is what ladies are into right now.
Yeah.
So the odds of there being a lot of single women there, whether you're a fella looking for ladies for looking for ladies,
who
I
knows?
Don't care what you're looking for.
Just saying.
I'm just saying this seems to be a magnet for single people who want to show off their plants and maybe you share an interesting thing with them.
Right. I was saying this morning, this has potential to have our hottest amount of people.
Yeah.
We might have ourselves a bunch of lookers.
Mm-hmm. lady. See, Amy's leaving her wedding ring at home.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Fuzz says it's a full plant partner swap. Anything see? Goes. Anything goes. But, like, I'm not joking. Like, you know how I'm always like, yeah, the Wine and Chocolate Fest. This is going to be a great meetup. Huh. If you're maybe looking to meet somebody who has the same interests as you do, Mitch, should I bring my Beyblades and train set? Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies love trains.
Go ahead.
Bring your, what are those? The little skateboards, what were those things?
Oh, man.
Tech-Decks.
Should I bring my collection of Tech-Decks?
Oh, grinding on the rail. Oh.
But I'm telling you. Come out and meet some great people. And if you're married like me and you're not looking to meet somebody else, come enjoy the food. Come enjoy the sights, the sounds.
Oh, you had your headphones on.
Yeah.
LaGuilly even said their pizza is banging.
Did you know he's coming down?
Oh, cool.
I guess he's related to somebody at Crazy Daisy's.
Yeah, he said, I'll never remember.
I don't remember either.
He said it's somebody, and their pizza is amazing. Mm-hmm. So, again, I reiterate, one of you will be giving me a bite of your pizza.
Yeah. Or just get a pizza for yourself.
Yeah, but I don't want a whole.
I don't want a whole pizza.
I just want to try some.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Somebody's going to come over and go, here's your bite of pizza, and I will say thank you. It's a cheese tax.
So, listen, it's on.
For your boy.
Casson Road in technically Syracuse, but it's up on the hill, essentially, yep. Right?
Upper Onondaga.
We will be there, like I said, 2 to 4, and you can register to win Godsmack tickets with a meet and greet. So no purchase necessary. You come over and you hang with us.
Just register to win, you're good. And if you know where, if you came to finally ours,
mm-hmm.
then you know where this is.
Yeah, you were basically there. You were basically there. So it's tomorrow. It's over at Crazy Daisy's. Other side of this. Speaking of the Onondaga Hill area.
Oh?
Onondaga. Well, I guess kind of a Syracuse legend.
Who?
You.
Me?
And your story.
My story.
And the thing you showed me yesterday. And I've been freaked out about it.
I was like, my story.
I made sure to make a note immediately because I had to bring this up.
I completely forgot. I looked.
Coco.
It's gone after Splash yesterday, unfortunately.
Other side of this, Coco had an experience on 13 Curves. What are you looking at, Charlie Puth?
Is he down there because he'll be up here on Sunday for you?
Yeah, he's going to do a Sunday show, Charlie Puth, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Good morning, everybody. This is K-Rock, of course. We are always streaming on twitch.tv/theshow. Thanks for stopping by for a Coco Puffs last night.
That was a fun time.
Crack a pack. Guys, crack a pack.
I think we got a good one. That trainer one, I think, is a
trainer
good one.
Trainer one looks good, yeah. Well,
we did it.
So let's talk to our Coco.
Hi.
A local kind of, this is going to be kind of like a high strangeness segment, so don't get freaked out. I could do two high strangenesses right now after Cody just showed me this asteroid hitting a volcano.
I forgot about it.
And then like a light thing flies away.
And then an alien was like, oh crap.
Oh, I got to get out of here.
We
got to
get out of here real quick.
It's like when you see somebody wreck a stolen car and then they just run away.
That's what that was. Yep. Yeah.
So let's talk about 13 Curves. 13 Curves is on Cedarvale Road, and it's infamous around here for being like, you can see a ghost bride, you can see a hitchhiker, sometimes there's orbs of light.
It's got the red plaque,
if
you will, that's right in the parking lot of Finally Ours.
So it is?
So it kind of starts right there.
So where we'll be tomorrow is very close to 13 Curves.
Yep.
Now, one of the things that happens at 13 Curves, as reported by people, yes, you will see this bride. Yes, you can see hitchhikers. You can see, there's tragic accidents that happen there. But one thing that people report a lot are mysterious handprints on their vehicle. Now, I'm going to let Cody give you the timeline here. Because the beginning of this story starts with him washing his car at Splash.
Yep.
So the car is clean.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So go ahead. You clean your car.
Yep.
And you and Elsa are going for a drive.
And we start heading out to Atisco, the lake, and we get close to the, like, Finally Ours right there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to drive another 20-some-odd minutes. I was like, we're going to loop, and we're going to kind of go have just a little drive, and then we're going to go to Marcellus Park kind of to end it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were right kind of over there. So I said, let's, since I just washed my car. And yes, I said some of this out loud to Elsa.
Of course.
Since I just washed my car,
uh-huh.
I said, let's go down 13 curves because there's that cool story of people seeing like the train one of like, oh, well, they pushed me over, not even 13 curves, but other yeah. places. Of they pushed my car out of the train tracks and I looked right. and there was flower handprints on my, you know, that type of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, people see phantom headlights. And,
yep, stuff like
tons
that
of
over
urban
there.
Legends.
So I was like, yeah, why not? So we do the 13 curves and I drive and we get to Marcellus Park and I get out and I go, all right, let's go and check. And I go from my driver's side all the way around to the passenger side, nothing. So then I go back to my driver's side and I go from my driver's side around the back of the car and I see nothing and I go, all right, forget it. And at the last second, in the one spot I didn't look, there happened to be the random handprint.
And if you text me that photo, I can show them in chat.
Like, I still have it.
So we're at work yesterday, and he goes, you got to come look at my car.
I forgot after I was walking around my car, and it was still there.
And on the side of his car, I'm not lying, there were two handprints. And I go, well, somebody could have touched your car at your apartment complex. He goes, no, I went to Splash. I had already washed my car off.
Yeah.
And I go, well, could these be your handprints? And he puts his hands up. They are so much smaller than Cody's hands.
It's like I just texted them to you.
It's and it's like doing like a like kind of like a Rock Nation or a Diamond Dallas Page kind of
or just or as I was driving by, it was a
yeah
double touch your
yeah.
car. It was just so weird that to get to know I washed my car to yeah. go down 13 curves,
yeah,
hoping to be like, oh, maybe I can get. Like those handprints on the back. Because what I do is I slow down. Is because, I mean, it's...
You want to let the spirit... You don't want to go too fast for the spirits.
Yes. Well, and then also, if they want you out, to push your car.
So you're trying to mess with 13 curves.
And if you ever go there, if anybody hasn't, go slow, please.
Okay.
It's legitimately windy as balls.
It is dangerous. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So you
yeah.
can't go real fast. But you go even extra slower. So I was hoping, you know, with all that, and then I get out, and the... It's just hilarious that I looked and went, nope, there's nothing. And looked on the other side, nope, there's nothing. And at the last second, before I probably never looked again.
Yeah, if you're in Twitch right now or YouTube, you can see the handprints on the screen.
It's
That's
just
what
weird.
He saw. I saw him with my own eyes. Yeah. He told me to come look at him, and I did. And there's two handprints. It looks like it was the oil of someone's hands.
Yeah.
And then pollen attached to it.
Yeah.
So then yesterday, we're filming a commercial at Splash. Well, handprints are still there. You go through Splash and now they're gone.
Now they're gone, yep. But what's weird is that, like, it would make sense if it was, like, mine or whatever. But I don't have... If I go out to my car right now and put my hands up against my car, it's not going to leave oily handprints.
And these are small hands, and it's not doing... It's not, in a way, on his car where it would be, like, him closing a door. Or it looks like two hands were trying to push a car. Like, literally just from the side, two hands trying to push a car. You know? Like this.
It is very weird.
It's really strange. So.
And and especially being on the passenger side.
Of his best friend's ride.
Right? It was mm-hmm. trying to holler at me.
Mm-hmm.
That was very weird.
It was a creepy story. And it was, I witnessed it with my own two eyes. Those handprints were there.
I'm glad I remembered. It was just one of those random.
If you're coming out to our Crazy Daisy's Plant Swap tomorrow.
You can go do that.
You can go head down 13 curves and be careful, please.
And it's just a gorgeous drive.
It's a gorgeous drive.
Too,
I love that area, especially in the spring. Yeah. Spring and fall, it's beautiful. Beautiful. The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse presented by Topps Friendly Markets. In and around Clinton Square next weekend, bud. It's coming up. It's happening. Don't panic. You'll be fine. You're going to have a good time. It's going to go real fast. You're going to make a lot of human monies, and you're going to be real happy about it.
Human monies?
Human monies. Coco will be there at his punch booth. So many of our other friends will be serving up their samples. We'll have our Butterface sample over at Gilligan's.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about Butterface.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
And just live music all weekend long.
Yep, start to finish.
This event, the artists were told actually what the event is, and they won't be dropping out of this one.
Yep, they actually are aware of what it is.
Listen, I love the idea. Let me be clear, because I know I pick on Trump a lot. I love this country, and I love that it's our 250th birthday. That's something you want to celebrate, right?
Usually.
I just don't know what... I think these artists thought they were literally playing a state fair because it was called like America's State Fair or something.
Yeah, maybe they thought it was like Texas or...
And all these artists play state fairs like Flo Rida and Milli Vanilli and I guess CNC Music Factory.
Which that one doesn't make any sense. Not the
None
CNC.
Of them really
the,
make
the
any
The Milli Vanilli one. What is that guy doing? The other
I don't
one,
know how Milli... One of them's deceased one since of them the 90s.
Unalived himself. And the other one is going to just pretend like none of that ever happened where they weren't
Because I heard an article that Milli Vanilli... like. I'll just say the sentence. Milli Vanilli have been on tour. But to your question, how? What are you doing? Like, it was the most famous thing ever that you don't sing.
You don't, yeah. But all of a sudden, you're like, no, but I do now. Okay.
That was the confusing one.
Yeah.
Because.
No, you don't get to have a career.
All those artists that have dropped out of the America 250 thing said they were misled or whatever it was. Like, Morris Day in the Time, I'd love to see Morris Day in the Time.
I saw that and I was like, no.
Jungle Love, I'd love Morris Day in the Time. Yeah. I think the only ones who have not dropped out are Bret Michaels, Vanilla Ice, and Flo Rida.
As of
now, I'm sure that changes or whatever.
Yeah, everyone, Vanilla made sure he came out and said that he would not be dropping off because he had nothing better to do.
He had nothing else going on.
All year. He's there now.
CNC Music Factory, I loved them in the 90s. I just don't know what they would do. I think that one of the C's isn't even, or meaning right? neither of the C's are in the Music Factory.
Or did just somebody go through his, like... old playlist on a cassette tape.
Oh, did Bret Michaels drop out now? All right. Guys, I don't know what to tell you.
He's like, I like Milli Vanilli, CNC Music Factory.
I can be disappointed in the current state of things while also loving my country and being a patriot. I love the opportunities I've had from this country. And we are 250 years old. And I love Hamilton the musical. I just don't know what this was supposed to be.
250 years young.
We look great for 250.
250 years young.
We look great for 250. So I don't know who's left on this bill for the American Freedom 250 concert or whatever it was.
Yeah, forget everything else about anything. The artists are all terrible.
Martina McBride, she dropped out, but not really into that kind of country.
No, I mean,
Flo Rida's fun. I do like Young MC, but again, I don't know what... I mean, Young MC's in his 60s at this point. Is he just MC?
Yeah, right? Like, that's what I mean. Like, hey, I'm Milli.
Yeah, and that's the other one.
Let's do the song that we did, but we didn't really.
Yeah, he's always old MC now. Middle-aged MC. Yep.
So, what
are you going to do? Listen, Taste of Syracuse, though, we got good music.
Yeah, that's...
We're lined up.
That's a little bit...
A-A-R-P-M-C jealousy. That's the line. That's the line. So, I don't know who's left of this, because I didn't even know Bret Michaels dropped out till right now. It's going to be Vanilla Ice every weekend. Because they're doing it over the course of, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be him go ninja, go.
You're getting Ninja Rap and Ice Ice Baby every single weekend. Good morning. Happy Friday, baby. Tomorrow, we are taking over Crazy Daisies for a day of fun. First ever show fan plant swap.
Baby, don't be shy when you're holding my hand. Because as time goes by, you got to understand it's you.
You see what I was doing there?
What?
You were talking about...
I was pretending to be them
while you were doing it. You never go wrong. Ice has a good song, huh? Did you like this? So when
you're in doubt and need it, who's really singing, baby? Line, baby, don't forget my number.
It's me. As I told you before. I've been searching high. Whoa.
Written by Frank Farian, German record producer, and Brad Howell. I don't know who's singing on this, though.
This is terrible.
Tomorrow,
God bless the USA.
2 to 4, happy birthday, America.
Yeah, what did you say? Did you say his name's Frankfurter, and he's German?
Frank Farian, but Frankfurter would be better.
My name is Frankfurter.
I know a lot of 80s bangers, and even I don't know Baby Don't Forget My Name. I don't know this song.
No, no.
Not deep into Milli Vanilli.
Because they had one song, and while it was popular, they got busted for lip singing.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why this is still a thing.
Fabrice is the one who's still alive at age 60.
Did anybody not watch that
Rob
VH?
Rob was the one who passed away.
That we VH1 all did. Special.
There was like three VH1 Behind the Musics that I always, that was always on. Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Bret Michaels.
Yep.
And then
yep.
What was the other one?
Let's see. I remember a lot of, I'm forgetting the guy's name. Elvis. I'm gonna say Elvis Duran over and over again.
No. You mean
Elvis.
Costello?
Yes. There was
that one?
There was one that I remember of that, because that's the only reason I know of that guy was from that.
I know of Elvis Costello getting banned from SNL, and I remember seeing that footage, but...
That was in that. That was in that, yep. But no, that the Bret Michaels and Milli Vanilli...
ran on the regular.
All day long. Oh, man.
I'm trying to see
Weird
who...
Weird Al did a Milli Vanilli?
Oh, he did?
Good for him.
I'm seeing him this year. I'm seeing Weird Al again. His tour kicked off a couple days ago.
Yep. We're doing something.
Oh, Genesis was one. Meatloaf was one.
Really?
Yeah, like there's a whole YouTube playlist I'm looking at right now. Grand Funk Railroad had a Behind the Music.
Okay.
There, Def Leppard is the one I saw all the time because they would kept showing like the car accident that took off Rick's arm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Motorhead, I vaguely remember.
Oh,
Vanilla Ice.
So Yep.
So
yep.
Did they just go, hold on. Did they just book everybody that had a Behind the Music for this America 250 concert?
Yeah. I was only half joking when I said they just went through like his...
Because it was everybody's Behind the Music.
They found an old like TiVo of Trump's and it was like, I love Behind the Music.
I love Behind the Music because that's what was booked.
I also love pop-up video.
Duran had a Behind the Music.
That one I remember.
No Doubt had one at some point.
Did like an Iron Maiden or somebody have one? Not Iron Maiden. Judas Priest. Because they talked about Rob Halford.
I think there was a Judas Priest one.
I learned that he was a gay gentleman.
Foreigner had a Behind the Music.
Yep.
Poison had a Behind the Music in 2000.
Well, yes, that makes sense because it's easy to do Poison and Bret Michaels and
the Creed Behind the Music.
Oh yeah,
remember that one?
Yep. Wow.
REO Speedwagon had one. Green Day and Sublime both had one.
Okay.
Bon Jovi had one. Remember Bon Jovi's Behind the Music?
I do. Yep.
Baba Bon Jovi.
Everything we've been through together.
It's low quality because it's VHS recording.
Not low quality at all. That sounds exactly how...
That's exactly how VH1
sounds. That's exactly
sounded.
How that would... That uh-huh. should sound. Yep.
John Denver. Yep. There was so many Behind the Musics. Oh, my God. Def Leppard again.
Well, again, back in the day...
That's all we had.
VH1 was a legit network for a long time.
Man who could kick out the blues. Come on, little school girl. He looks great. He sings like something from heaven. He was a star.
He paid his dues fronting a gang of rocking rowdies called the Faces.
Rod Stewart.
Oh.
He had this great kick-ass rock and roll band behind him.
We consumed so much alcohol, I can't remember.
Oh,
it was really
remember.
Like a giant party.
I've lived the life of a fully-fledged rock star.
Hell yeah, you did, Rod Stewart.
Hey, good for you, Rod Stewart.
Good for them, man. Maybe that was what they did. They just brought up an old bunch of Behind the Musics and said, book them. Book them on the...
I only like VH1.
I see how you were brought in by the packaging, because it's working on me. Good morning, this is K-Rock. The Pop-Tart Super Stuffed.
Yeah, I just saw it at Wegmans yesterday.
I love a Pop-Tart. And many of you will debate.
And I went, what?
Many of you will debate Pop-Tarts versus Toaster Strudels.
Well,
I'm more of a Pop-Tart boy.
Pardon me. It's
they're different.
Totally different. I think they're...
apples and bananas.
Yes. They're both delicious. If you were going to put a hot Toaster Strudel in front of me, I'd probably take it because it's a little more rare because there's more work that goes into it. It's a frozen treat.
I'm going to say something shocking right here. You can keep both of those and give me a Danish. I'll take a Danish over a Pop-Tart or a Toaster Strudel.
I like a good cheese Danish and such. If you can find yourself a nice one, I can agree with that.
Discover the extra filled delight. Cody Lisi behind the music. Extra filled delight.
I like
Discover
that.
Discover the extra-filled delight of Pop-Tart Super Stuffed Toaster Pastries. 50% more filling compared to the frosted strawberry. They got to give the whole legal.
Yes.
Well, that's 48 grams of blah, 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 whatever.
Yep.
Delivering a gooey, flavor-packed bite every time. That's your boy right there.
Hey-o!
They have super stuffed cinnamon caramel. Caramel?
Yeah, that's the one that was piquing my interest.
Super stuffed molten lava cake.
I would.
And then the super stuffed strawberry blast. I want that.
Those two. The first
the strawberry
and the
one.
Last. I was doing one of these where I was just staring at them, waiting for that little... You ever have that where you're staring at something because you're intrigued and you're waiting for that little like to trigger
decision
in your brain
happen?
To go grab that?
Nope.
Because if it doesn't, I don't
battle with decisions like you do.
Decisions are impossible.
I don't let the time happen to make decisions. Scotty, thank you for those biddies in Twitch. We appreciate that.
The second I wait, it's over.
I would walk down the aisle, I'd see strawberry, grab it, done. It's done.
Oh!
It's done. Decision's been made.
Are you an insane?
You don't let your brain ruminate on those things.
Is there only strawberry?
Says the man who only ruminates on things all day, every day. That's why I've cracked 2 teeth in 3 minutes. I'm grinding and I'm ruminating. But when it comes to grocery shopping,
then
or food,
you're good.
Done. I'm getting out of there.
Oh, no, I'm a standing around Stan.
Yeah.
I'm peeking. I'm going, oh, strawberry.
So you stood around and you contemplated.
I didn't get any of them.
Exactly.
Well, I wanted to know
so
first.
How does this ever work out? Who succeeds in this scenario? Me. Because I've at least purchased something.
You got the Pop-Tarts. I
you
got no Pop-Tarts.
You never buy anything.
I ain't got no Pop-Tarts.
You just stare at things, ruminate over it, and then you go home empty-handed.
I leave the Taste of Syracuse all the time without getting anything.
This is a man who regularly leaves the Great New York State Fair.
And the fair, yep.
With nothing. Because he couldn't make a decision.
Nope.
Critiquing me for just getting it one and done.
Nope. I work at the Taste all day and I will go home eating nothing.
I'll go home and have a bowl of ice cream.
You're damn right.
So, I don't know. You guys can debate.
I don't understand what.
Who's got the right approach? Big plant swap over at Crazy Daisies. Talking plants. We will be over there.
Ignore me.
From 2 to 4, we've got a register to win box. No purchase necessary for Godsmack tickets with a meet and greet. But they are open all day long. They're making a big day out of this tomorrow. They got music at 5 and a whole bunch of other stuff. So we'd love it if you come and see us.
It's a party.
Community plant swap. You got clippings. You got propagations. You got plants you don't want anymore. Maybe you got some old planters, like, you know, some shovels, whatever, accoutrement. Bring them on over.
Oh, a shovel. Oh, I have one.
Come on over tomorrow. Crazy Daisies, Casson Road in Syracuse.
Bring all your hoes.
Bring all them hoes, dude. All right. Bring all them hoes.
We're trading
and
hoes.
Again, I cannot reiterate this enough. It's looking like there's going to be a lot of ladies at this event, fellas.
No, yeah.
So if you're looking talk, or all the ladies who like other ladies, if you're looking to meet
people
who are into the same things you are in, and maybe take them on dates.
I had somebody describe this place as somewhere where sometimes bougier ladies go to take pictures.
Very much so.
So that sounds like a place I would frequent.
So,
to say,
hello! Like the joke I made weeks ago when we were talking to Paulie, and we said, we're going to do a plant swap at Crazy Daisies, and he goes, it's just going to be full of chicks. And Cody goes, yeah, you moron.
Yeah.
That's why I want to go.
Yeah, it's going to be full of chicks. Are you crazy?
Why would I want to go somewhere that got ladies at it?
I can't help you. Girls got cooties.
I gotta stay home and post a bunch of Instagram memes about how nobody likes me and I can't find a date.
Well, have you tried going out of the house?
Have you left your apartment? All right, yep. Okay. All right, then I can't figure it out. I can't figure out why you're lonely then. I can't. Well, this is a guy, and it sounds like the wife got out. Not necessarily dodged a bullet.
People are letting their wives out now to, like, what? Grocery shop for dinner?
48-year-old Eric Pierza.
Yep.
48.
Okay.
His wife said she wants a divorce. So what did Eric do?
Oh, I'm sure something very rational. And adult-like.
You never know what people are thinking today. It's an unfortunate incident, I will say, for all involved. And, you know, hopefully it's an isolated incident. There's no other ones in the future. His wife and two children were in the home when he started to demolish the home. Prior to the officers getting on scene, they were notified that he had fled in a vehicle. Officers had reached out via phone, and later in the day, around 1 o'clock, he did turn himself into our department.
He started demolishing his home with an excavator.
Whoa.
With his family inside of it.
What? Did it say why? Other than
she
just
said she wanted a divorce.
And that was it? He said,
I can't imagine why. You seem so level-headed, Eric.
That seems very level-headed then.
I can't imagine why she would say, I don't want to be with this guy anymore. According to the criminal complaint, Eric's wife told police that her husband arrived at the family's home after drinking all night and began arguing with her.
There we go.
When she told him that the marriage was over, he said, if it's over, I'll tear the house down. Police say moments later, he climbed into an excavator, began tearing the house down with his wife and two daughters still inside. Dispatchers said they could hear the yelling sound of the excavator during the wife's 911 call.
What the hell?
He's now facing several charges. You know, I can't imagine, bud. You seem like such a level-headed guy.
Right? Unreal. Good. You know what, though? Like you said, yes, terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe better in the long run they get away from this piece of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, get it. Now you'll at least have, like...
Stay far away.
All he's doing now is making the case for divorce easier.
Because
the judge is going to be like, yeah, I get why you want a divorce.
Right, and like Twitch says, what exactly? Oh, you're tearing down the house? Never mind. That was such a good threat, and then you started it. Never mind with that divorce.
Right. You're right. No, yeah. Sadly, there are partners who are like that, who are like, they feel threatened.
Yeah.
They'll be like, all right, never mind. I won't leave you.
You tore down the kitchen. Okay.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I hope they get the help they need.
He gets punched in the face. He sounds like a dude that needs to be punched in the face.
Sometimes that needs to happen, yeah.
That's not, you can tell some guys that have never been punched in the face. And he's one of them.
You know who's not one of them?
Oh, I've been punched in the face many times.
The plant swap over at Crazy Daisies will be there 2 to 4. Hope you stop by. Swap some plants.
Maybe meet a lady named Fern.
Get it? Because ferns grow.
Or petunia.
Okay.
I don't have any others.
I did a lot of stupid things as a kid. I mentioned them many times here.
I have never.
Never did couch surfing. That's too dumb for me.
No, we didn't mess around with cars. I mean, a couple little stupid things here or there, but not.
Sent Cousin Jay down a hill on a lawn chair on a skateboard.
Which is also
very dumb, very dangerous. He did it. But that's my G right there.
I mean, yeah.
But a teenager in Utah suffered life-threatening injuries while attempting to couch surf, the social media trend that is very dangerous. Yeah. I don't feel like...
Quit calling everything a trend.
Yeah, first of all, don't claim everything a trend.
Everything's a trend because it's on the internet.
Everything's on the internet.
That doesn't make it a trend.
But also, like, maybe I'm ignorant, but a teenager is still smart enough to know that's a dangerous thing. Even if it is a trend that is happening on social media, that's a dangerous thing and I probably shouldn't do it. But they also think, like, I'll never die because that's what you think when you're young.
On a smaller scale, that's how we did stupid wrestling things and diving off of 20 feet, whatever, through tables and all, because it was like, yeah, but we know it's dangerous, but like,
we won't die.
That's going to be fun.
That is the truth. You have those thoughts when you're a teen. You're like, obviously, never has there been a recorded incident of a teen dying from an accident, so I'll be fine.
I'll be good. Yep.
Apparently, there's a TikTok trend going around that's popular in Utah. First time he makes that.
In Utah.
Nothing to do
in Utah.
That's another thing where it's going to get, I don't even know. That's the start of a broader problem, I feel like. Of
what?
There's a TikTok trend out in Utah. So there's a video of somebody in Utah.
There's not
a TikTok trend.
Yeah.
That would mean that. So 50 kids are out every day in Utah couch surfing with cars?
No, I think it was just a couple.
Exactly.
Like, to Cody's point, it'd be like saying there's a trend of these guys on MTV who are, you know, in a shopping cart pushing themselves into stuff.
Right.
No, because they did it doesn't mean it's a trend.
TikTok trend.
Planking was a trend.
Yes.
Planking was like, okay, everyone's
exactly.
doing planking. That ice bucket challenge was a social media trend.
Just because there's a video of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's a TikTok trend going around that's popular in Utah. First time he makes that choice, he sits on the couch leg breaks, and he goes flying, and it's a horrible, horrible accident. Doctors and nurses told us that this is the third case they've seen of couch surfing here at Primary Children's. This terrible accident happened, and
It's one more thing to talk to your kids about.
I mean, okay, I guess I'll talk to my kids about the dangers of couch surfing.
Or just the dangers of being a teen and just being, you know, smart and paying attention and the things you see on TV aren't as safe.
There's so many things I got to talk to my teens about.
Yep.
I don't want a relationship with them.
Can they just start?
Can they just figure it out?
but like, maybe now's the time you can start passing the buck a little.
What?
Enough. There's all these unsolved mysteries that they remember we've talked about. They try to put on us.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones that could save, stop forest fires.
Yeah.
But like,
now I gotta grow up and talk to my teens everything.
Yeah, because guess what? Now it's their turn. Mm-hmm. They're the only ones
that
can stop forest fires.
To stop couch surfing.
They're the only ones that can stop.
Yeah,
couch
then
surfing.
BC is right. Then it gets on all the boomer news channels.
Yeah.
The horrific trend of couch surfing. Girl, like 10 people did it.
These kids now are in Utah. Come on. Relax.
It's not a trend. But in case you think it is a trend, allow me to do my due diligence and remind everyone
it's
stupid and dangerous and don't do it, please.
Yes, be careful. That's not a thing that's going to end well.
If all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you too, Cody?
Maybe.
Yeah, he would.
Depends.
He would. Exactly a week from today, you will be downtown for the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets. Of course, so many food samples. And we have some friends in the studio with us right now on behalf of Ruby's Colombian Cuisine, Laura and Sarah. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So I could not help but notice neither of you are named Ruby. Where does the name Ruby's come from?
It's our mom.
Oh, mom.
Awesome.
How beautiful. We started last June, you said.
Yes.
What was the beginnings of this, the origins of wanting to do? It's just the food truck?
Yes. So basically, we're from Colombia. We came to the United States 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and my sister, Ruby and Sara, they are chefs. So they always been working in restaurants and we love Colombian food.
Yeah.
And we always saw the need of Colombian food in this area and always wanted to do something like a restaurant, but we were afraid. You know, the language barrier at first and then the part of like permits and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, her boyfriend helped us out with the food truck and like that's how everything began.
How has the food truck been going? How's the reception been to Colombian food?
It's been amazing.
Yeah?
It's
really good. A lot of people love it.
I don't know if I've ever had Colombian. These look like empanadas. Is that what they are?
Yes.
Then I guess I've had them.
I've had, not your guys, I've had a couple, but I've seen the truck around and it's eye-catching, so it does that like, where are they going? I'm going to follow them.
Yeah, it's like a graffiti cool-looking truck, right?
Yep, very cool.
And this is your first time at the Taste of Syracuse?
Yes.
Wow. You are in for a busy weekend. I hope you're ready for it.
We're preparing.
We were at the fair last year, so...
Okay. Oh, so you were good?
Yeah.
How'd you like it at the fair? Good?
It was great.
Yeah. Where were you set up at the fair?
We were at the Latino Village.
Oh, okay.
We were the last 7 days.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's cool. So what did you bring us in today? What is this?
So our sample for the Taste of Syracuse will be the arepas, the stuffed arepas. We got chicken... And beef arepas.
Okay. This is the sample?
Yeah. This is a $2 sample?
No, it will be a smaller
sample.
Oh,
no, I wanted
to give you guys a full experience.
Thank you.
So describe what this is to the audience who's listening and maybe not watching in Twitch right now. What is this?
So it's basically corn tortilla, and we stuff it with cheese, with different kind of meats. We have one with chicken, one with beef. It can be with just only cheese. We also have guacamole, pico de gallo, which is the tomato and onions.
This looks so good.
And that's it, right?
Yeah, we put pink sauce on it, too.
I might go on a limb and say in the 15 years of doing this show, this is the best this studio has ever smelled.
Yeah.
This is the best smelling food I think we've ever had in here.
This is one of those smells where you follow your nose like a cartoon.
Oh, my gosh. This is incredible.
Heck yeah.
And then what are the empanadas you brought us?
Yes. The empanadas are going to be part of what we're going to sell at the Taste of Syracuse.
Okay.
They're not $2, they're $4.
Okay,
but they're stuffed with chicken and potato or beef and potato. Yes. And it comes with a little dipping sauce. It's called ají.
Okay.
So it's like a vinegary salsa. It's really good. People love it.
Oh, awesome.
So this is our main seller. This is the best seller in the food truck. This is what we have to make like hundreds every single week.
What were the ones you brought us? Is it one of each?
Yes. The darker one is beef and the lighter one is chicken.
Oh, I'll be eating that during the commercial break for sure.
This is awesome. I can't wait.
What is your background, Sarah? Like, where did you go to like a culinary school to be a chef?
I went culinary school in Colombia and we moved to...
To the U.S.
To the U.S. and I've been working in the kitchen industry for about 12 years, And my mom is always the same too. She went to culinary school too. Mm-hmm. So we always been into kitchen, but we wanted to make our own.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did, because yes. this smells incredible.
This is great.
They are going to be down at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse mm-hmm. next weekend, but we're doing the food truck all summer long, right? We're popping up places. Yes, how do people find you and where you're going to be?
Social media. Always okay. social media. We put every day where we're going to be. Our main location is in Court Street.
Oh, it
right
is
across,
okay.
Right across from Lincoln School.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we usually Wednesday through Sunday. So Wednesday to Saturday, we are 11 to 8. And Sundays, we are 11 to 5. But always check on social media because we always have events and stuff. So we know always going to be there.
Okay.
Perfect.
We also do catering. So even in the cold months when we cannot open mm-hmm.
the food truck,
we do have catering.
Oh, awesome.
Get your party catered by this, you guys. This food is incredible.
Yep.
Graduation Ruby's parties Colombian and stuff. Food on Facebook if you want to follow there. I heard you say that you're very active on social, so you're keeping people up to date where you're going to be. And where you're going to be is next Saturday and Friday at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. Get over and see them. Laura, Sarah, Ruby's Colombian Cuisine. What did we forget? Anything?
The booth number
it will be the 84 at the Taste of Syracuse.
84.
Okay, that's good to know because I'm like 106 or something, so I'm somewhere close, I think, then.
So look up
good
booth 84 and seek them out. You will not regret it. Thank you so much for coming in and have a great Taste of Syracuse next week.
Thank you.
Ruby's Colombian Cuisine. Give them a follow on Facebook. Ruby's Colombian Food on Facebook. Thanks, guys. This is not... That's not how you dress, Charlie Puth.
Dude,
what are people bringing back?
That's the dumbest look.
This is visual, and I know you don't understand it. Like, I don't know how to say that it was cool how we dressed in the 90s.
No,
there was stupid ways we dressed in the 90s, too, and they're bringing that back.
That's the Seinfeld stand-up. That's what that looks like. Jeans.
I've seen so many guys doing this.
And a stupid tucked-in shirt with a tie.
But they're like the Levi's, like, jeans you would have got at JCPenney.
Yep. No. The answer is no.
They're bringing back the weirdest... I just wonder if people in the 90s, as we were bringing back all the 60s and 70s stuff, felt the same way as I do now.
Oh, no, they do.
We were like, that's stupid. Yeah. We didn't like that.
No,
we didn't like wearing leisure suits.
It's what we always say. Every generation thinks the younger generations are dressing stupid.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning of time. From the caveman that put on a loincloth, and the other one was like,
you need to show penis.
This is why. What do you wear?
Nutsack fallout. Oh, all time, show nutsack.
These youth now, why they bathe? Why not have musk?
Good stinking butthole.
Why not have stink?
Butthole need to stink to track wife.
So a new survey.
You wife. You're my wife.
You my no.
Your wife.
No.
You're his wife.
A new survey asked people to rank modern status symbols. So things that you think, wow, that person's doing pretty well.
Okay.
That person's doing pretty well in life.
Yep. I know mine.
And I know, I guess I don't really, honestly, I'm not paying that much attention to other people's things.
Gotcha.
If you're successful, congratulations. But if I see you have an expensive watch on, I don't care. If I see you drive an expensive car, I don't care.
Nope.
I judge you by how you act as a person, how you treat others.
Yes, that part, yeah.
But what is yours?
Just that you're doing good in life. Lake House.
Lake good House. Call.
That's been mine for forever.
Lake House is a flex, if ever there was.
For forever. It's always been Lake House.
Jeebus health insurance. Wow, must be nice. Have health insurance or a full tank of gas.
Full tank of gas.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep.
No, Lake House, did that make it?
And it's kind of like Beach House, to be specific, because there's some
honestly,
that-
just second house is any of it.
Yeah,
you got a camp in the Adirondacks.
Yes.
You got a house in Montana. If you have a second home,
agreed,
you have made it in life.
Yep.
Number one was a high end watch.
Really?
Wouldn't know if a watch is valuable or
no,
not.
No, I've seen those all over the place. That's like that. It really is a status symbol because you see it all the time from dudes that wearing it or have to make sure that you can see in the picture that they're wearing it. Like, look at a lot of, I know we make fun of them, but Weitzman does it all the time. Make sure that you can see that he's got
his gigantic watch on.
And also, for little tiny guys like me and Weitzman, you look goofy when you wear huge Power Ranger style watches. When the rest of you is 5'4".
And isn't like, it's kind of just you flexing to other dudes. Yeah. Like, do women know watch values?
I don't know.
It seems like when it comes to watches and people who are into watches, it's always like dudes.
Yes.
Who are really serious about watches.
They love posing in pictures where they're
with
showing
their watches
you.
Or when they're driving their car. Like, that's the photo they like to take where their hand is on the wheel of their Mercedes and they got this big expensive watch on. I don't know how much that watch is worth. I don't know. Oh, cool. Congratulations.
Wow, you spent $3.5 million. Guess what? It's $835. I just checked on my cell phone. That's not $3.5 million.
You didn't even
the exact same thing you did.
Because I watched those TikToks of dudes who were like going into the like the New York City Jewelry Exchange, all that stuff, like, you know, the Uncut Gems stuff.
Yeah.
Where they're like selling watches and buying watches. I have no idea what a watch is.
I've seen that the $100 million watch.
It's crazy.
It's too much.
And also, first of all, as I always say on the show on K-Rock here, comparison is the thief of joy. Do not look at what somebody else has and think that your life sucks. Try not to. I know it's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
I know.
But, a watch for me.
A watch doesn't do it.
That ain't it. I don't care.
What about a backyard with an outdoor kitchen? Outdoor kitchen's a big flex. You ever see somebody's house?
I like that.
And they got a pool, but then they've also got like the Blackstone built into something.
I like that in a way that it's a good flex. Like, you made it. You did it. I would have outdoor kitchen.
It's always guys
absolutely.
Who are like good with construction too. Yeah. Like, oh, I built this. It's like, that's cool.
I bet LaGuilli could have an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, he might. I'm not mad at him.
Yep. And again, it'd just be cool. I want to go hang out in it.
Walk-in closets.
Any closet can be walk-in closet if you're
if you're small enough.
Kind of maneuver a little bit and you're a little tiny guy. I bet you I could walk right into mine. My main closet in my apartment technically is because you step into it, but it's...
That's the line of the day. Any closet can be a walk-in closet if you're small enough, Cody.
I mean...
And he is.
I can walk in all most closets. There's a closet in the lobby here. Want me to walk into it?
Ladies, Cody's home has several walk-in closets.
I mean, okay? I've got
several walk-in closets.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
If you crouch the third.
Yep. Yep.
I can shimmy myself in.
This is becoming a newer flex. AJ's parents retired and got one of these, and it is kind of a flex. An in-home sauna. Like one of those single-person saunas you put in your basement.
Those.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be a good idea, though. I would have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool. Yep.
Hot tub's also a flex, asking people how you know someone has made it.
Yep.
You don't know they're not living in debt either, by the way. So
also true.
Don't compare yourself.
Yep.
Because a lot of times, like, you might look at somebody and the way they're living, and they got a nice car, and they've, like, the best thing you can do for your mental health sometimes is watch like Caleb Hammer or like Dave Ramsey or like these people. And they'll interview people who are like, well, we've got two car payments at $1,000 each a month.
Yeah.
Like they'll start out being like,
and not have any idea what they're doing wrong.
Yeah, they'll start out and they'll be like, well, yeah, between my wife and I, we make $250,000 a year. And you're like, holy cow, that's a lot of money.
Good for you. Great.
And then they're like, our mortgage is $3,000, our car is this and this. She still has $100,000 in credit card debt. And I just got the boat and the RV. So what might look shiny to you, you in many ways could be doing better than them because they're underneath about $1 million of debt.
Yep.
Where you're like, you know what? How I like to live is very limited debt.
It's very different.
I hate debt. Yep. I don't like debt. I don't like owing money to people. I don't like owing favors to people. You and I were talking about this yesterday. Both of our car payments about to finish up here. It'll be nice just to not have car payments for a little bit.
Right, not to deal with whatever.
Yeah.
But, no, I get it. And like what you've reminded me is, again, it's not that you spend it however you want, but you're driving that real fancy Mercedes and then you pull right into my apartment complex.
That's also true.
So it's like you spend all your money on your big shiny thing, and then that's it.
And there is a psychological reason for that. I told you that. It's because it's the only physical manifestation of wealth you can kind of showcase.
Yep.
So if you want to give the illusion that you have money,
boom,
you can pull into work in your expensive car. You can pick up friends in your expensive car.
Drive around.
But the same up by me in Oswego County. I'll see guys living in single wides driving, you know, these gigantic $90,000 trucks.
Yep, same. I watch them drive by.
It's your
and
life.
I'm like,
do what you want with your money, but it's just... Yeah.
Spend it where you want.
Yeah, it's your money. Spend it how you want, but... So, yeah, whatever seems rich to you might not always be rich is all I'm saying.
Never know.
Just start to look under... Cody and I are extremely wealthy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Multiple walk-in closets, okay?
Just saying.
So, ladies, the plant swap over at Crazy Daisies on Casson Road in Syracuse, up near the Onondaga Hill area.
I've been plastering.
Have you?
Areas with our thing.
I hope we get so many people. I hope it just is packed and Crazy Daisies is so happy. And
I think it will, because if this isn't a, like, it's not our usual, like, it's the K-Rock radio stupid guys that are doing a...
No, this is like community.
This is a fun community event.
And it's like a whole demographic that I really like that we're, you know, we have a lot of women that listen to this for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's because we're just like the silly boys that they
like to
laugh at in high school.
I was going to say, we're like the younger brother that they think is...
Yeah, we're obnoxious.
Oh, they're so stupid.
Yeah, so that's what I think we are.
Or it's the Adonis that drips.
Well, I assume.
From us through the microphones.
I didn't want to embarrass them.
Yeah.
I don't want to embarrass them, but we are...
they don't call us a couple rainmakers for no reason? A
couple of pretty sexual dynamos.
They don't call us the moist makers for nothing? They don't call us the damp dudes for no reason?
Oh, my God! The drippy dudes? Guys, clean it up. So we'll be there tomorrow, 2 to 4, but they're open all day. Obviously, they got events going on all day over at Crazy Daisies. Come hang. I'd love to see all of you. Mel is going to bring out name tags.
That's funny.
Can all put our Twitch names on there so we know who is who from chat.
That's a good idea.
We can all hang out, meet each other. And even if you don't care about plants, and you're just a dude listening to us right now, you're like, I don't care about plants. You probably like chicks.
Yeah.
And you like beer, and you like cocktails, and you like pizza. Come over for that.
Yeah, their little cafe thing is sick. They got a lot of food options. There's, there's like a smash burger that's even on and everything.
Okay.
Like they've got,
so you're going to come eat.
Yeah, they got a lot of options.
You're going to come eat, and you're going to watch ladies who are interested in plants, and you're going to maybe strike up a conversation with one of them, and that's how you met your mother.
Exactly. Just come and stand there with one of those little cocktails, wait for somebody to be like, oh, what's that?
Oh, this? Hey, this? Oh, this is my so-and-so. What's your name? Blah, 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 blah. And then love is in the air.
Boom. Baby making.
Everywhere I look around, love is in the air. Oh, love is in the air.
Is that something you're seeing on Sunday?
Who am I seeing on Sunday?
I was trying to think. I blanked. I've said every name, I think, in the last month.
Connor Oberst?
Yeah. Yep, I think so.
Federal Judge Eleanor Ross, 58, admitted to conducting a 2-year extramarital affair with Atlanta Police Deputy Chief Kelly.
Nice.
In the courthouse chambers.
Hell yeah.
Lawyers were hearing moaning and kissing sounds. Yeah, you get it, Eleanor. I mean, don't cheat on your husband, obviously,
but
get it, Eleanor.
But this is one of those where... Are they like elected public officials or something?
Federal judges are appointed. So somebody appointed her. Well, a president has appointed her at some point.
Because I almost, not in like, I don't care. But like, I don't care. Hey, I don't want to know.
None of my business.
Yep.
That's between you and your spouse.
Yep. And you're kissing and moaning. You go the other way.
Now, she initially denied the allegations because that's what you do. You're like, no, I wasn't.
Yeah, you duck down immediately and act like you were not on
nothing.
Camera.
Wasn't doing nothing.
I have a dog in there.
Oh, you go boo. She reversed after investigators looked at security logs
and saw her reversing
footage. Yeah. A special committee issued and looked into it. She remains on the bench handling federal cases in Atlanta.
Well,
it's a bad judgment as a human.
Yeah, but that's not a crime.
But she can still be a judge. I guess maybe doing it in the federal courthouse.
Yeah, I guess maybe, yes. But, like, I don't think that would have any effect. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't even come up with anybody's
name.
Does
she try to, like, lessen... The dealings, meaning like, no, it was over the pants stuff, just kissing.
Or just be like, yeah, we boned.
Yeah.
You guys want to guess where in this room?
Yeah, you want
to
see
it? Or would you just like to shut up about it and we can go back to doing our job?
Wouldn't you rather I, as a judge, be in a good mood?
Right.
When I'm sitting up here doling out your sentences?
Have I not been happy for the last year?
I've been having a great time.
Guess what?
And guess what? Your punishments have been
now
seeing
all,
the services.
Now I'm all bricked up. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
As a judge would say.
Now I can't get it. I'm all bricked up. I'm all on this bench. I'll brick up. Radio World, you're going to get the 90s at 9.
Wow.
Twitch and YouTube, we'll play hockey.
That might have been the fastest week
jam-packed.
We've ever had.
Jam-packed week.
4 days that flew by.
Jam-packed week, man. We had a lot of fun.
Whoa. Wow. Made a lot of friends along the way.
And don't forget, tomorrow's the Plant Swap 2 to 4.
Yes.
Hope to see you there. Radio World, we will hand you off to the 90s and 9 with a band I'm going to see tomorrow at Beacon Skiff.
Did you do that?
What?
Did you?
I added them.
Oh,
yeah,
I was going to say, them. That would be a weird one.
No, I added them. Alex doesn't care. We're going to play video games tonight.
Do they have an opener? Or is it just...
I'm sure somebody's... I don't know how those shows work.
Oh, I don't know.
Do they usually have openers at Beacon Skiff? You guys have been to Beacon Skiff for shows? Do they do that? I guess it would matter on the bill.
Maybe Dan Dyer opens up for, you know, Jack Johnson on Sunday. So you might see that. But
all right, guys, listen. Hey, we're going to play video games. Hockey in the Twitch stream. Gaming stream brought to you by Ryan Phelps. Auto sales, you are buying from Ryan. Ice cream is opening up for cake, they said. Ice cream is
They'd
opening
be smart
up
if
for
they
cake.
Found somebody.
They found somebody. Yeah. And of course, Hidden Gardens opening soon in the north side of Syracuse. Radio, you get a short skirt and a long jacket. It's cake. Hey.